Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Even without a global pandemic, foster parents have a difficult job. Now, the added work of homeschooling, visitations, and PPE has propelled an effort among some Massachusetts foster parents to try to form a union. But others question whether it's possible to formally organize the work of families. WBUR's Deborah Becker has the story.
It's the same.
Felicia and Rick LeClaire's faces light up while playing with their 22-month-old foster son. The toddler, who we're not identifying because his custody case is in court, has been living with the LeClaires in their Leominster home since he was 5 days old. Felicia says he's the third child of a woman struggling with substance use who already had what's called an open case with the state about one of her other kids.
If there's already an open case, there's plus a positive substance exposure, that baby's removed. So he came to us and he's been here ever since.
The LeClaires already have grown children and grandchildren of their own. They became foster parents almost 5 years ago when they learned about a desperate need for foster homes. Since then, they've taken in about 50 kids.
That's saying it takes a village. There are people that aren't able to take care of their children, and it doesn't matter why. The children are the bottom line, and how do we expect them to grow into successful, productive adults if we can't give them those tools that they need from the start?
The couple thinks there also should be a village, so to speak, of foster parents, so they're helping start a union for the more than 2,000 foster parents in Massachusetts. Although the idea has been discussed for more than a year, Felicia says the pandemic has put added demands on foster parents, such as getting PPE and navigating visitation and education.
You weren't allowed to homeschool as a foster parent before. Now, lots of foster parents are homeschooling. It's a whole learning curve. It's a whole parenting curve. I'm a pediatric nurse. I was a member of a nursing union, so I know the benefits of having people on your team.
Having a team now is even more important, Rick says, because the isolation of the pandemic has left foster parents dealing with state bureaucracy on their own.
The rules are not created to make your life easier. The rules are not created for the benefit of the kid, although that's what the words say. There's an unbelievable amount of red tape, bureaucracy, politics involved, and the people that are foster parents are all fragmented.
In a statement in response to the unionizing effort, the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families says it deeply values the work of foster parents, especially during this pandemic. DCF says it's improved training and communication and increased daily stipends to an average of $25. But union supporters say money is just one issue. Cheryl Haddad, founding member and former president of the Massachusetts Alliance for Foster Families, says a union could help with some of what she does now, gathering foster families to lobby state lawmakers.
I find it very unreasonable to ask these volunteers who help take care of children to have to go to the legislature and ask them for those kinds of services. It's crazy.
But current Alliance President Kathy Taraga questions whether a union is the way to go. She says foster parenting is more calling than career, and formalizing the work could get in the way of family relationships.
I didn't become a foster parent to get a job. I became a foster parent to help children. So I don't see how it can be one and the same. I've had jobs where I was an employee, and that's not how I approach being a foster parent. They're just very different approaches.
The foster parents are meeting with the Service Employees International Union, Local 509. Union President Peter McKinnon says collective bargaining can be designed specifically for non-traditional workers like foster parents. He points to his union organizing daycare providers who also have complex individual work situations.
These are people who are doing a job. They are workers who need a voice to be able to do that work as effectively as possible, and we can give them that voice.
If they get that voice, Massachusetts would be the first state with unionized foster parents. The process is still in the early stages and would require a change in state law. State Representative Tricia Hanley Bouvier is working on that. She says a union will help recruit more foster parents as demand is expected to increase.
As schools are opening up,
and teachers are getting their eyes on kids. We expect the numbers of kids in need of foster care to grow significantly.
Foster parents supporting unionization believe they could structure their bargaining group to take into account the unique and complex work of a family. The LeClaires say they understand, probably more than they first realized, that being a foster parent is more than a job. Their foster son became eligible for adoption in July, and they've applied.
It's a very complex dynamic that happens that you can't really predict. How can you take that kid after 22 months and put him with another family and say, okay, now we're not your mama and dad anymore. These people are. How do you do that to like a two-year-old kid?
Legislation will be filed in January to allow foster parents to collectively bargain with the state. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.